Gore readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Schein, joined by producer Todd Loya.
Good evening.
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
So we're here tonight to talk about a new film on VOD now. And coming to Blu-ray on March 16th from Lionsgate. And that is Don't Tell a Soul.
And you said that before, right?
That's fucked up. So
I have.
Right? I think we all have a certain point.
Not on the same as Dan.
So this is from director Alex McCauley. And excuse me. While stealing money to help their sick mother, teen brothers Matt and Joey are surprised by Hamby, played by Academy or Emmy Award nominee Rainn Wilson, a security officer. He should be.
Super.
I'm getting ahead of myself. He might be. Yeah, super. He deserved it. A security officer who gives chase and is then trapped in a well. Over the next few days, Joey and Hamby forge an uneasy relationship. Hamby tells Joey he'll keep quiet if Joey sets him free. But Hamby holds another secret, one that will threaten Joey and his family in this twist-filled cat-and-mouse thriller. Okay, so I love Rainn Wilson's dramatic work. He is very underrated as an actor. It's one of those guys that can do it all. I hope he kind of gets that Robin Williams type run where he really gets big movies, because I think he's one that can do it.
I think he deserves a better run.
Yeah, well, better ending for sure. But
how dare you, sir? That's Mrs. Doubtfire.
I've never seen it.
What? Oh, God. Oh, really? There's our commentary. We have to do that.
All right.
That'd be fun. Fuck yeah.
I don't think I've seen it in like 20 years.
Nice, but still more than me.
Fair enough.
So we'll get into it. So I've got to say, this has the most detestable little shit in the character Matt, the older brother. Holy shit, did I just want horrible things to happen to that asshole. It's weird seeing, you know, I'm not making a criticism here because she's totally age appropriate for the role, but Mina Suvari, it's really weird seeing her playing a mom.
Yeah, she's ever looked.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I mean, she's the age. I mean, she's in her 40s, I believe, but man, I just still have a tough time.
Yeah, that's
doesn't look like a mom, you know, like she doesn't play that role very well.
She looks like a mom with one kid. Two's a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. So this is one of these movies that really reeled me in, and I was really enjoying it. But there is a certain point where it shits the bed for me. And I'll delve more into that at later. But once we get the into the spoilers. Yet I still had fun with it, though. It's a flawed movie. But I still had a good time up to a point. But I'm curious, Pugs, what did you think of Don't Tell a Soul?
I was on this ride. Rainn Wilson's the shit. Was it not Finn Wolf? The kid from
Shazam and It.
Shazam and It, yeah. That dude, he's talented now, but like he just has it. He's gonna be awesome. He can do funny and serious.
Jack Dylan Grazer, yeah.
That, yeah, he's fucking awesome. Like, he's phenomenal. I liked him so much. It probably helped that I hated the brother. What a serious piece of shit. Like, you should be aborted. Like, you're a mistake, sir.
And a dumb piece of shit too.
Fuck him to the end of the earth. Yeah, so I was like all the way up until a certain point, just like Dan, I'm like, this movie's really good. This is excellent.
I want to know what the certain point is. I'm curious.
Okay, if they stick this landing, I am all for it. And I'll just straight say it right here. I fucking hate the ending. I absolutely fucking hate it. I was so mad. I was so invested. And then I know it's like, I can't always get what I want, but this movie deserved better than that fucking thing. So yeah.
Logic though.
Too. Almost amazing. Pretty cool though. Well, logic is out the window in a movie for me sometimes, but whatever. What about you, Todd?
I really liked the film. I was engaged the whole time. I think the ending didn't bother me as much as you guys. I would have preferred a different outcome, but I wasn't like yelling at the TV or anything.
I just about did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear what exactly part. Yeah. But yeah, you guys already nailed it with the performances. Everyone killed it, especially Rain. Yeah, I really liked it. I liked this a lot more than I was expecting.
Same.
And that poster art was very reminiscent of Beneath Us, so I was kind of excited. Even though Beneath Us, one of my top five films of the year last year. So yeah, I just thought this was very, very good.
Right on.
I'm not gonna bitch about the ending. We'll talk about that in spoilers.
Fuck it. I'll wait.
I think Pugs and I are pretty close on this one because it was just there's so much potential and it was so good. And I also want to say, like, I hate the Matt character, but great acting. You know, he was.
There was a certain point where I want to walk through my TV and I'm going to fuck you up myself. You are an abysmal piece of shit. I was so mad.
So,
bro, your mom is sick. Stop it.
Yeah. And this will be a big spoiler rant on this one because it definitely.
Well, let me go first on this because I have a question before. Let me get there.
Any other thoughts before we?
I know we're so quick. I mean, there's not much to say. Well, I mean,
a lot of it has to do with spoilers. Well,
that's what I mean. Yeah. Okay, Dan. What would you say if you like this? You might like this because this isn't like really full on horror. So what was something you'd call, like, say, comparable? Like, if you liked...
It's not exactly the same, and it's a better film, but do you remember I Am Not a Serial Killer? Christopher Lloyd was in that. And
I do.
I don't.
Shout Factory or IFC put it out. I can't remember which. Oh,
I never fucking saw that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that fucking movie.
I mean, it's not exactly the same, but... You know, it has similar themes.
That was a little bit more horror, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if you don't go in expecting to get a horror film, and I think you'll be okay. But apparently you might hate the ending, so.
I'm sure there's some people that appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure we're on the same point, we have the same problem, Dan, but there's also a chance that you may not like some of the choices other people made, but I have one moment in particular at the very end that pissed me off.
All right. Well, yeah. Since I know we're all chomping at the bit to talk about
it. Remad.
Why don't Dan?
Yes. We'll rate it here in a second, but be sure to join us on Patreon.
No, I screwed it up.
Oh, it's okay.
Go ahead, Dan. Let's rate it.
All right. I'll be honest. It really cut it down a lot for me. I'm a 2.5.
You know what, Dan? What? We are the exact same boat. Cause like I was ready. I'm like, this movie's about to get a like 4.5, 5. And yeah. They just fucking said, fuck you, Pugs. I'm out. And I'm like, okay, 2.5 then.
I'm giving it a 3. And that I'm only going, you're right. It could have been higher, but I know what I would have liked it to end as, but I didn't hate you like what we got. So that's why I'm going to go first in spoilers, because I'm going to go with what I would have wanted. And I'm sure it's probably all the same. So, all right, now Dan, get to pimping
away. So patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at $1 and we have early, original, exclusive and uncensored content for you. We make it really worthwhile. So get on there. We appreciate it. Also be sure to like, share and subscribe, as well as hit the notification bell so you can catch us here on YouTube. And yeah.
And if you want us to cover anything in particular, hit us up. We may do it. We may not. But if you join our Patreon, we definitely will.
And I also want to throw out there, is particularly because this is a good movie to say it for, like, if you're in our camp, well, Pugs and I, on the, like, the ending for this film, if you had some of the same issues, or if you totally disagree with us, we always welcome that as well. So
yeah, call me a dumbass. I don't care. Let's converse.
Hey, we have been called worse.
We will not tell you. You just don't get it. We promise.
So YouTube, Horror Cartel on Facebook, all of that, you can hit us up.
All right. So what's the time for?
Spoiler time, guys. If you haven't seen this, and this is definitely not one you want to see all the spoilers if you haven't. So
please come back after you've seen it.
Yes. All right. So
Todd.
Yeah, because I think you're the more positive one, Todd.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm interested to see where you guys hated the ending, but I do want to say my ideal ending was Rain and Shazam kid running off together. That's what I wanted that, but I wanted, when he said take me with, I was like, please take him with him. I want that sequel, those two just out in the road.
I'd be cool with that.
So all right, who wants to go first on what part of the ending you like, where did you get lost by?
Let's let Dan go.
Okay, Dan.
Well, first, Todd, on that point, the only way I would have been okay with him going off with him is if Joey went like full, like he just goes in, he fucking kills the brother, he kills maybe the mom. I think that's the only way that could have really.
See, now, that's really, he's not killing his mother.
Yeah, I see it more as him teaching him the ways of killing, because he was already kind of doing that. Well, I think that was that would have been the next step to, you know.
I don't see that at all. He's a good kid. He's just tired of being at home. Get your own damn soda.
Yeah, well, and you could have gone there with that. He could have started to look at her as just somebody that doesn't give a shit. You know.
She has cancer. like leave her alone. Help her out.
But if he went like full,
kids are selfish.
If he went like full Dahmer on the brother, which I absolutely think that
would, I don't awesome. Think that's kind of incesty at his brother.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what? Show him who's boss. Fuck him.
Sometimes you got
anyone it. Deserves it. It is this dude. How the fuck are you gonna act a fool when your mother? I don't know what stage he is. Look pretty fucking middle of the road, maybe even far along. And you're like yelling at this woman. She is on the floor. Out of reach of a fucking oxygen tank, pills everywhere, tables overturned. Fuck you, dude. I want to beat this kid's ass so bad.
Oh, yeah. he would have been one that I would just get together some guys and just fuck him.
I got this.
But here's my issue. I know maybe Todd, you're going to say, well, they are brothers, but he was too far down the piece of shit the train to do the face turn at the end. He really was. I mean, he had already at one point,
you know, we have three. Well, no, you're not an only child, so you've never dealt with shit from your brother like that.
Well, if I dealt with that kind of shit, I mean,
I may get punched in the face by your brother repeatedly.
No. Well, my older brother's 12 years older than me. So, I mean, my younger, you're younger than me. So, you know,
you're younger, a year younger than you.
Yeah, my youngest is only a year. My oldest is 12 years. So, but.
So did you punch your younger brother in the face?
Probably wanted to a few times, but no. I didn't buy, because he already with Hamby, before it's revealed that he's a serial killer, tried to murder an innocent guy in his head at that point. He was just too much. I didn't buy that ending where all of a sudden, like, oh, you know, and all of a sudden,
to be fair, the brother was still kind of fucking loopy. So,
you know what? That part, I gotta track back before, but that part, I understand him coming around, but he did not deserve to have the kid still be alive. If they would have just let him die and have to have that brother deal with that fucking thing. Deal with that issue, I would change my vote. It'd be a little higher.
The brother should have died. The mama should have smoked the shithead son.
No, the mom should have not left the fucking house. She has cancer.
There was just a lot of things. Now, one issue they're not.
This thing could have had a lot of different endings if you really think about it.
Well, yeah, and they're not totally clear because there is that one line of dialogue with Hamby where he kind of goes, well, you know, it didn't, I can't remember the exact quote, but basically it didn't go down exactly like that. So you kind of wonder, like, you know, obviously he did something, well, but was it as clean cut? Because if he is the serial killer, I'm sorry, like both Joey's getting his throat cut too.
They never really say he's a serial killer. I mean, he's a killer. He killed his family. Yeah,
he may be a family annihilator. I only watched it once because I was mad, but I would like
by to... the end, I think he qualifies.
Well, I don't, because basically he was anything that any person he would have killed after was just him trying to elude the law. It wasn't like,
you know what, though? He was pretty good at shooting the police officers, so maybe he's a little more dangerous than we think.
Yeah.
But he wanted to teach him hunting, so we knew he could shoot.
Yeah. But then when the brother was turning his little brother into the cops, I'm like, are you, you are a, I hate this kid. So that means he did his job. And see, like, I'm passionate about this movie because it had so much fucking potential. For me, it just, the landing, like, if you're going to do the stupid ending where the mother comes out and shoots Rain, like, okay, Rain should have got away or should have been death by cop. But let fucking Shazam kid die.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with that. They both should have, like, the brother, I'm pissed off that he lives, but if he has to live with that guilt, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, this one was like too clean of an ending for what came before, in my opinion.
I wonder if this one got tested and that's why we got that, because that ending does feel like something.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Yeah,
I want to know how fucking dark that
is. The mom looks down. Maybe he's just killed him, obviously, like beat him to a bloody stump, basically. And then the mom shoots him in the head. That would have been, then it would be like, fuck yeah. Like,
well, they're not going to get son this. Like, she's not a killer. Well, yeah, you know, I take the back. She did murder the fucking dad for hitting her and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she can kill her kid.
I didn't want a happy ending to this. I really didn't.
There is. I checked the specs. There is a featurette on the Blu-ray, actually, which is not doesn't happen a lot nowadays. So,
oh yeah, yeah, I'll be curious to see it. So, yeah, this one it's disappointing because it really, if it was just different towards the end, it would have been interesting because the actors were all pretty much on point. I mean, even, you know, Mina Savari was good. It's not who I would have cast, but she was good. You know,
the relationship with Shazam and Rainn Wilson was fucking awesome. Like, he just walks into the house limping in and the mom's like, oh shit, you're on his side. Like, mom, just chill out, we got this, we're doing something. I would have really hoping that he's like, hey Rain, you know what, just take my brother out, because
I thought that's what the agreement was at first.
Well, he's like, oh, you know, just don't kill him, just scare him.
Yeah, then he said that, and I was like,
no, like, your brother deserves. Yeah. Yeah, he should have broke his ankle or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I fucking was so mad at the ending. I'm just like, I was on board. You had me. You just lost me.
I mean, something like, I thought maybe, like, when he starts to, like, feel sympathy for the brother out of nowhere, which is never there in the movie. I was like, come on, grab something, stab him in the throat, do something to end this on some kind of a note. That
he did say at the party, though, it was like, I love my brother. He doesn't think so. So I do think that affection was there, but he did not deserve to have the redemption of not killing his brother.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
He got himself into a fucked up situation, and he did everything to make it worse instead of make it better.
He was right in the beginning, though. I'm team fuck that guy in the hole.
Yeah. Doesn't any sympathy for him go away? I mean, if it wasn't the, like, beating on the mom part, certainly, like, the using the money for, like, a fuck it to get laid. You know, like, at that point,
well,
like,
I'm not going to hate on him for that.
Dying mom, no way.
I had no sympathy for this guy. He could fucking die. I think if he lives, he should have lived with the guilt of murdering his fucking brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to go with crappy ending.
Yeah.
I still liked it a lot. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to be the serial killer. There's still enough.
That was very cool.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. We all went with low expectations. We got that. And our expectations were raised. And then we kind of I can't even argue with you guys. The ending was, it didn't stick the landing, but I didn't hate the ending.
I did. I was so mad.
Maybe I will when I watch it again. I will be. I was slightly medicated.
Yeah, maybe I'll make my own edit and like it cuts right before he wakes up and Rain gets away.
There you go. But on that note, is that all the spoilers we got? So I can drop this. You guys got.
Yeah. All right.
That means you can still talk. Final, yeah. I got quiet.
I was about to. Any final thoughts before, you know, we head out of here? And don't tell a soul. Are you going to tell a soul about this movie if they should check it out or not?
You may still want to see it for you, to be honest.
I think it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
At the very least, see if you hate the ending as much as these two gentlemen. Or you're like,
I can't in good conscience recommend this movie without letting somebody know the ending is terrible.
Yeah.
So. I think the performances are great. So on that alone, maybe, yeah, you should check it out. But don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it does raise your hopes in the middle. So it's kind of one of those. Like, if we didn't get that, that's a whole nother thing. But, yeah, I'm with you. It's worth checking out. Rent before you buy. We'll go with that.
Yes, I can co-sign that. So on that note, you can follow us across all the social media bullshits. Run out every one of them. Like, share, and subscribe, and hit that notification button. Check us out on Patreon. Starts us at $1. Uncensored content, but no nudity as of yet. So we'll see how it goes. Until then, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here.
Good night.
Good night.
I'll see you in Disneyland.